The Secular Coalition for America has been around for a decade, but it's not been involved at the state level. Rather, the group is focused on federal government. That's about to change, says spokeswoman Lauren Anderson Youngblood.
What we're seeing recently is that some of the most egregious legislation that attempts to insert religion into government is being proposed at the state level.
Youngblood cites examples like Mississippi's failed personhood legislation, school districts trying to prevent teaching of evolution, and abstinence-only education.
Regardless of what percentage of the population is religious, we have a constitution. And that constitution states explicitly that religion and government should not mix.
The Secular Coalition for America hopes to have chapters in all 50 states by the end of the year. Participants will get training on how to lobby lawmakers on issues the group feels insert religion into government. She says they will reach out to all lawmakers of both parties.
Our new executive director is a longtime Republican lobbyist. This is not a partisan issue. You know, this is a nonpartisan issue. These are our core founding principles. And everyone should really be able to get behind this, regardless of their political affiliation.
Youngblood says no specific legislative agenda has been set for the Wisconsin chapter yet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.